Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Omaha police are investigating the most recent homicide in Omaha. It was 30th and Taylor. Investigators say that an officer who was returning to the Northeast precinct there shortly before 1 o'clock in the morning noticed a vehicle parked in the parking lot there at the OPD police assembly and found a deceased person inside.
Isn't that weird?
The identity of the victim hasn't been released. It's not yet certain if the police have an ID of the victim, but they're trying to piece together any circumstances. So again, this happened overnight early this morning.
Yeah, they're saying homicide, huh? Wow.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So I mean, anybody with
you could have got shot and you drive to the police precinct.
You would have been that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You're getting chased.
Right. Yeah.
Did you ever do that? Have you ever been chased and thought you had to run to the police station?
Oh, got it.
That sounds awful, right?
Well, back
now.
In the 80s, I think you were in Germany, but
people
in
chase
80s yeah. when people used to cruise Dodge. And cruising Dodge was from 90th and Dodge to 72nd. And that's what you did is you drove back and forth. And in the 80s, if you made eye contact with anyone while cruising, it started a fight.
Yes, and then you
remember
run.
Remember if you were a guy and you looked at other guys, they'd go, "You want some of this?"
Actually,
and I remember being chased on a Friday night, and we could not lose the car chasing us. And we finally had to make the sad decision to pull into the Douglas County Sheriff's Department parking lot to shake the tail.
Then were they just waiting across the street for you to pull out?
We somehow shook them, but it was a sad moment that we were like, "Let's just pull in here.
Let's just go home."
We didn't run inside. I'm sure the cops would have laughed at us.
Mm-hmm. We're being chased. There is that moment. Yeah, now you. I recall a moment now. Yeah.
I made eye contact with somebody at 90th and Dodge.
That's all you had to do. Yeah. My brother was a big guy. And he's a big dude. He's still alive. But he looked over at these two big giant dudes who were looking over at us and said, "What are you looking at?
What are you looking at?"
That's all he said to him. And I'm looking at my brother like, "What are you doing?" Next you know what, these guys are like, "Well, we're going to kick the crap out of you." So now I'm driving and running.
You see, I'm just curious if high school boys have to deal with that because I remember thinking that was part of sort of being a man is having to have the stones to look over at someone. And expect them to say, "What are you looking at?" And you have to kind of be like, "Nothing.
Nothing.
Where's your goody comb?"
Oh, gosh.
Well, wow. The police, it's early in the investigation, but word has come that it was a shooting. Now they're trying to piece together, obviously, the circumstances. Anybody with information can contact the police or Crime Stoppers. The number is 402-444-STOP. New restrictions go into effect today. Americans traveling to or from Cuba doing business, new restrictions are intended to prevent any benefit that Cuba could realize from having American tourists and trade. This includes military, intelligence, security, arms. The move comes after the State Department said so-called sonic attacks in Cuba have caused health problems for at least 24 American diplomats. And there's new information being released from the American Society for Clinical Ornithology. They say even light drinking can raise a person's risk of developing breast or esophageal cancer. So the heavy drinkers face much higher risks, I guess, of certain kinds of cancer. Even moderate drinking, light drinking.
I hated this story. I was having a drink when it came out. It's like, geez, man. Now whenever this came out a couple days ago, actually, and they're like, "What, women can have one drink a night, guys should have two." So now whenever I pour a drink since this story came out, I'm weirded out.
Yes.
Isn't that sad? Alcohol causes cancer.
Then they never knew.
I knew, but then the doctors are saying, "Hey, you know what? If you drink a lot of alcohol or whatever, maybe you should cut down, but just don't do more. And if you can do it, just stop altogether." I'm like,
it's always had negative effects if it's beyond moderation. And most of us don't drink like the standards of moderation. How about the fact how it's so trendy now that, that they call them wino moms is so in.
What is a
What's
wino?
That?
It's just the trend of
moms.
Every mom. I mean, listen to all the ads that we air for wine and moms, and everything is wine, mom, wine, mom. You know that wine is the escape for being a mom.
Wine.
You know, everything is, oh my God, I had to deal with the kids. Bottle of wine.
Yep. Glass of wine, big old tall glass. Did you get the big glass, Molly, yet that fits a whole bottle?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, I haven't.
You are not doing it right then.
I know. I don't drink a lot. I mean, I don't, like, especially during the week, like, I don't drink a lot during the week.
You drink every day?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. Jeff, do you drink every day? Just curious. I mean, you can.
I'm capable of it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Quite capable.
I mean, the last time I had a drink was Monday night. We had an event, and I went out, and I had a glass of wine and a cocktail while we were there.
When but was other this?
This was Monday night, but that's the last time that I had.
Well, the problem is that drinking becomes entertainment.
Yeah, it does.
And when it's entertainment just for its own sake, it can be problematic. But there's nothing wrong if you're an adult above 21.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a drink.
God, no. I just hated the story when it came out. Because it was as I was born to drink.
You're like, wait a minute. Gluck, 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 gluck. You're like, so this is a bad idea. But it tastes so good. Omaha is set to host the U.S. Olympic team curling trials. So there are going to be 3 women's teams, 5 men's squads. They're all going to compete at Baxter Arena for the right to represent the U.S. The Winter Games are going to be here before we know it. 2018, South Korea. The curling trials starts this Saturday and runs through November 19th.
You guys nervous at all about that South Korean Olympics?
They say ticket sales have been
worried
miserable.
About ticket sales is bizarre.
Yeah, it's a weird deal. It's,
NBC's trying
like
to ramp it up because it's right around the corner. Listen, I don't have a reason to watch this year. The NHL is banning their players. I mean, they decided that years ago. So there won't be NHL hockey players playing in the Olympics, and the season's going to go on during the Olympics, so the greatest players in the world will all be over here.
Okay.
Some of the Russians, like Maya Ovechkin, are claiming, I'm going to play in the Olympics. I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to be breaking their deal to run back to Korea and play.
See,
so it's going to be... So I'm just saying, for hockey, maybe it'll make it more interesting, but that's usually what I watch in the Winter Olympics.
But, yeah, Winter... All right, so banning...
No pros.
Banning pros means less viewership.
In theory,
because I understand they want it to be more competitive and not pros.
It was just NHL being selfish. The owners are saying, we're paying for the party.
And they don't
want them to get hurt.
Yes. Yeah. Understandably, they're like, these are million-dollar guys. I'm sick of loaning them.
Okay.
The NHL said, national
pride.
They're claiming they weren't getting the ratings pop. I mean, and I thought that reflects so negatively on the Olympics. The NHL was saying, we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
We thought we loan you our guys, and then all those new eyes watching ice hockey at the Olympics now want to watch the NHL. They're claiming, maybe it's just being selfish, they're like, it's not worth it.
Aww. I can see that then, yeah.
So just on a side note, I just think that personally, it's like, what do you guys get excited about for the Winter Olympics? I mean, ice skating.
I like figure skating. That's like one of my favorites.
Ashley Wagner that was in here, remember that Wagner?
Ooh,
she's a star this year.
I like the snowboarding and all that other things like that. There's always
downhill
something
skiing.
Interesting, you know?
Yeah. I like the Winter Olympics more than I actually enjoy the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
I just love the skating. I think it's so pretty.
Well, we just hope everybody will be safe because
it's just
south
concern.
Of the border between North and South Korea. I thought hopefully the president being over there meeting with the Chinese premier yesterday and this week is going to be a calming, you know, influence. He's saying that basically China can probably solve all the world's problems. He was calling out current problems and going, China, they could fix it.
Fix the Korean
North
deal.
Korea, I think you probably want to fix that.
Yeah. Mm.
Walmart is unleashing its holiday sales on the world today. You don't have to wait till Black Friday. Certain specials are now available on Walmart's website. So Black Friday deals kick off at 12:01 a.m. Thanksgiving Day, November 23rd. And most of those deals will be available at retail locations and online. So Walmart plans to be open all day Thanksgiving.
You know what? There should be a law against that because I think that people are using the weekend sale that they have every time and labeling it as Black Friday. I don't think these are, I mean, really...
legitimate, real discounts. I know, well, people are getting sort of board, like, or desensitized. Like, people don't, it doesn't get that same pop because you're like, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. I've seen a sale like that 2 weeks ago.
Black Friday is a different deal. I just imagine it to be for people who, you know, love that type of deal. People who like Black Friday love Black Friday. They make it a family deal.
Mm-hmm.
But to spread it out kind of sucks, man. Don't you want them fighting and, like, you know, maybe they don't want that anymore.
No, not
yanking
when you
of
have
the bras around, running over each other, you know, just
right.
Crazy, insane, you know, shopping.
It's a mess. You don't want that. I mean, I think that's what they're trying to avoid, is that whole spectacle where people get hurt and there's arguing and you have to call the cops or security's got to be on the scene. Starbucks is making a rare gesture. They're offering something for free to their customers. Starbucks is offering a buy one, get one free deal starting today, and it's for their holiday beverages, which they're rolling out. So the event runs from 2 to 5 p.m. today through Monday at participating locations. So it's for their holiday drinks. So, like, peppermint mochas, those gingerbread lattes. I guess it also includes cake pops, but that's one of the things. They rarely give out anything. Oh, the kids love them. Have you seen them? They're cake lollipops.
They have figured a way of getting these kids in there, too. Yeah, the cake pops.
Yeah. I mean, they're cool. They look really neat. I mean, you look at them, you're like, that's unbelievable. It's a confection on a stick. Who doesn't love,
I don't do drive-through coffees. I need to. I've got a Scooters gift card that's been burning a hole in my wallet.
Oh, you got to go. Scooters has got good holiday drinks, too. They've got all that yummy
Scooters
stuff.
Scooters, great.
They've got the Starbucks-looking cup.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's holiday-y, and you can. I think you can draw on it.
It was a local artist who did that design, a woman from Bellevue, student.
It is local.
Yeah.
How frustrating for those guys, though, Scooters and other places like that. They got to try so hard to get, you know, they got to actually pay for advertisement. I'm not slamming anyone about Starbucks, but Starbucks doesn't. I opened up the paper this morning.
The all-knowing eye. Yes. All Starbucks has to do is make any jag. And
that's it.
And everyone lockstep.
It was weird because, all right, every morning my routine is to, you know, go on to USA Today, and they always have five things you need to know, you know, to start the morning. So I kind of run through that. It was on there. Five things to know. Starbucks BOGO.
That's hysterical.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
You're like, this made the...
How? You guys are making national news by going, we're going to do a buy one, get
one
free.
Doesn't it feel good to say, though, Starbucks BOGO?
Yeah, that's why I was like, throw it in there.
Most people hear those words, and it's like a... You know, a sugary confection. I mean, it's like winning the lottery button. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, with anything.
Starbucks Gobo.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think Molly's speechless because
I can't even
so
get the words around it. Yeah. So today from 2 to 5. Yeah,
oh, it's only from 2 to 5. Okay.
Yeah, it's just in their afternoon. They're trying to drive business when they don't. I mean, people, they're slammed in the morning. It's 2 to 5 when they're like, come on, guys.
Scooters
shake
out,
tail.
Scooters. Buy BOGO, double BOGO.
Yeah. I mean, if Scooters has got a deal, by all means, reach out and let us know. We'll throw
starting
it out there
five.
And give you some love. Right.
Now Dunkin' Donuts is mad at us.
Yeah, don't.
They're like, oh, hey, hi. Oh, I'm sorry. We make coffee too. Is that not good enough for you?
They could do it from noon to 2.
Uh-huh.
That's what they should do.
All day long, you can
They should just sandwich it. Go, all right, hey, Dunkin' Donuts locally, you can do a BOGO here for your sweet little sweet coffees from noon to 2. And then Starbucks will do their whatever in between, and then Scooters can take off the back end.
Well, this is all gearing up for the holidays, and it's hard to believe that people are already rolling out, like, holiday drinks. We're talking about Black Friday deals, but soon you're going to start hearing that epitome. Christmas music. Months before the holiday even arrives, some people cannot wait. This is just the time of year that they absolutely love. But for others, this is a stressful cue. You start hearing that holiday music and it absolutely depresses you.
It does?
Yeah.
It's they said the most wonderful time of the year. That's stressing you?
I guess it's the tune-out factor. They become unable to focus on anything else. Christmas music is likely to irritate people if it's played too loudly or too early. It's one of those divisive things that you hear where you're like, really, already?
I like it. That doesn't bother me. It makes me want to shop.
The Christmas creep.
That's what
some major store. Well, that's what I mean. That's what it's been called for a long time. The idea that retailers are slowly like the, you know, it used to be you had to wait till after Thanksgiving. Now all of a sudden it's just November, and then suddenly it was like, oh, but it's Halloween, and everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. My favorite. I love this.
That's Molly's cat.
That is.
You just mentioned BOGOs and coffee or cats. And Molly's like, I can't think.
No.
Somebody's going to walk in with a baby, and I am just going to absolutely explode. And be like, I can't do anything.
Channel 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Amy from Scooters.
Are you on speaker, dear? Can Jamie you move off speaker,
please? Hey, what's going on?
I thought you were on speaker. I put you on speaker in the marketing office. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It just doesn't work as well. What's going on, Jamie? How you doing?
Oh, not much. I was actually just calling the request line to see how long you guys were going to be there so we could bring you by some drinks. When do you guys get out there?
It's too late.
You don't have to bribe us with coffee.
No,
she can.
Would you like us to bring you some holiday drinks tomorrow? Maybe you don't have to necessarily, drink them or talk about it on air, but maybe we'll surprise you.
No, it's okay. Maybe next week when it gets colder.
Jamie,
I don't know.
Yeah. Jamie, you pay it forward.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. I'll tell you what.
You pay it forward. Why don't you gift someone today in the drive-through line with the Big Party Show's coffee?
Bam!
I can do that.
There's three of them.
I like it.
This is what we want to do. There's three of us, right? And
yes.
We each tend to drink two big cups a day each, so that would be six. All right, so yeah, Jamie, if you'd be awesome, just gift six people one at a time from the
totally.
Big Party Show. Good idea.
Do you guys ever go to the one at 108th and O, the one by your station?
Yeah.
Yep. I can do the gifting there if you'd like.
Okay. But you got to say it's from the Big Party Show and Channel 94.1. Yeah,
absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Jamie, I know you. You just got married, did you not?
Yes, thank the Lord, right?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Off of the market, huh?
That's finally happened for me, right?
Well, stop it.
Not at all. Woo. I'm happy for you. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's been great.
You know, you remember the Jamie story where the golf thing and Tim and...
I still can't believe I called you guys to talk about that, but...
They fought.
Yeah. That's how small our town is, Jamie. It's the tiniest town on earth.
I just felt empowered to represent the woman of the golf thing. You know, I just wanted to represent the ladies out there who have dealt with the same problem. And I really think I made a difference that day.
I think you did. I think you did. So.
Well, anyways, thank you so much, though, for talking about us on air. It really means a lot.
Congratulations.
You guys are great. We love local.
You.
We love all that stuff. And yeah.
We just felt bad for you guys since Starbucks always gets so much free love.
We're like, forget it.
But you know what? You know what? We love our competitors. We learn from our competitors. But here in Omaha, we are better than our competitors.
There you go.
Let's not start fights now.
Yeah.
We are the Starbucks of Omaha.
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pay those drinks forward, and I'll make sure to say that it's from you guys. And we'll bring some gift cards by if you ever want to give them to some listeners and things like that.
Oh, you're sweet. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Take care, dear.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Okay. Take care. All right. Good idea, my friend.
Dunkin' Donuts is still like, hi.
Hey.
We're trying to run a business in town, too, and it'd be nice if we could get a little love, too.
Appreciate
it. Well, Dunkin' Donuts, in your drive-thru today, if you could go and gift six in the name of the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1, that would be awesome.
Hi, I'm the owner of the coffee shack. Thanks for the love. Maybe I'll fart in a bag today.
Hi.
And say it was from you.
Crane Coffee here. You're like, oh, Crane, yeah.
Well,
hey.
Crane, when you drive through.
When I'm on Cass Street, I love to... See you there and stop sometimes.
Well, people, you remember what gets people charged up is the decorations on the cup.
Isn't that
remember,
amazing?
That's become the third rail.
Yes.
How dare you?
Whether you're celebrating the holidays or not, and whether you use the Christmas term, is there a coffee shop that still puts JC on the cup? Maybe?
No.
A little Yahweh?
So. Well, it's not the only holiday. We
maybe
have
cornered
the market. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Do we want to have, like, you know, you got to put the menorah on there.
I'm
a little
saying,
dreidel.
You don't gotta.
When we were kids, Burger King would do stuff for, like, when Star Wars came out, and mm-hmm. you would go get your limited edition glass. One is a stormtrooper.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The other one's Darth Vader. The other one's Luke Skywalker. About. Why did they come out with different glasses, and each one has a different god on it?
There you go.
There's so many. Like
my
stars.
God.
Like
my
the
god
stars.
Is the spaghetti head guy. So.
Right. Right. What about the go. Pink unicorn?
Ooh, that's my other one.
Oh, you godless people.
Yeah. So.
Just saying.
Mine is named Jesus.
Pandora's box has been opened. It's a slippery slope. I say just stick to making coffee and just say, hey, all are welcome.
And if you don't want to hand all out six coffees, you can do like Jeff said, just fart in a bag and say Big Party gave it to you. Mm. Yeah.
Does he say that? Is that like a standard, like, oh yeah, that old chestnut? He hasn't pulled that one out in a while?
Here's a hot,
I don't remember it.
Hot just bag of yeah. Kitchen wind.
Ooh, it's good. It smells like coffee.
From the coffee crate.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. This is a Big Party Morning Show.
All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Well, Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, they're back together and apparently happier than ever. She always held out hope that they would be able to reconcile and have it be good. And apparently things are. They were the first love for one another. And now it appears that they've grown up and done some changing in good ways. And now they're said to be really enjoying their time together.
That's good.
Ben Affleck may have moved on. You know, he and wife Jennifer Garner have separated, and now he's been dating another woman. But I guess back in September, Ben Affleck realized that he was having some substance abuse issues again, and it was his estranged wife, Jennifer Garner, who he turned to for help. I guess he went to her, and he was like, hey, this is everything that's going on in my life, and he knew he needed to change. And I guess she was there for him and helped him set up, you know, a trip to rehab to kind of get things back on track. I guess Ben Affleck, from smoking to drinking and gambling, Jennifer Garner has always been the person who could get Ben like through it all and keep him on track a little bit. So apparently she's still doing that. Jennifer Aniston back to television.
What is that? It's all over the place.
She and Reese Witherspoon. I mean, it's like a knockout duo cast. You know, it's funny because when Jennifer Aniston came to fame on the show Friends,
uh-huh.
Reese Witherspoon played her character Rachel's little sister.
Okay, I had no idea.
So that's how the two first met.
Now, this show that you're about to tell us about, it's a morning TV show or something, is what they're
saying? Yeah, it's a behind-the-scenes drama series about a TV morning show.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's necessarily a comedy, and it's going to be Apple. So Apple is the latest to get into streaming original content. And I guess it's an inside look at the lives of people who do morning television.
TV.
Yeah, exactly. Help America wake up in the morning. So I guess it's exploring the unique challenges faced by the women and men who carry out the daily televised ritual. And so it's going to star Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, and I think they're producers on it as well. But kind of funny that they, you know, once met a million years ago when they were on Friends together. Speaking of a million years ago, it was a million years ago that Paris Hilton had an album out. Well, apparently she's back in the studio. Word is that Paris Hilton is getting ready to release her second album, marking the first new music that she's put out in over a decade.
Is that a million years?
I mean, 10 years is like a million years when you're talking about an heiress putting out a new pop album. 36 years old now. I guess the new album will be deep house, techno pop, and electro pop. But Paris Hilton, I guess that's the one, that's what she's been working on in her off time.
I remember when she was just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Her and
she wasn't happy. And then remember when she went to jail?
Yes.
And there was the famous photo of her getting released from jail, and she didn't have makeup on.
Genuine
and she had a real smile. We were like, that's the happiest she's ever looked.
It feels like that was her change. So I guess sometimes everyone has to go to jail.
Well, mm-hmm. then they probably, the machine swallowed her up again. Like, no, you're Paris Hilton. You have to act a certain way. Because then she went back to the regular phony smile.
Yeah. Mm.
When she got out of prison, it was like, I know why the caged bird sings.
Yeah.
Free. Right.
I'm free.
Yeah, free Paris. And they threw her in the limousine, and they're like, nope.
You're back at it. Money, money, money.
Well, her brother is the latest Hilton to be the one.
That's his deal.
Don't you remember? I think it's her brother, Baron, no, or Conrad. Conrad was arrested for attempting to, it was like a break-in of some sort. He was trying to break into an ex-girlfriend's house who had a restraining order against him. He's a real piece of work. Then there was like another incident on a plane where he had a big outburst and they had to, you know, go ahead and get him into authorities. So I guess maybe there's something, it's a rite of passage for the Hilton family.
Well, it's called unlimited money. I mean, what did they get the trouble we all would have got in?
Mm-hmm.
If I would carte blanche money, yeah. You don't have to work. The jet will take you where you want to go.
God, I'd probably be a nightmare.
Oh, yes. We would be dead. I mean, we would be dead. Careful Absolutely. What you wish for, kids. We
dead.
If we would have had access to the keys of the castle.
At a young age.
You would hope we would do something better, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Diddy celebrated his 48th birthday with some late night partying in addition to, you know, making the joking announcement that he was changing his name to Brother Love, which is not the case. He's still Sean Diddy Combs.
All right, so I saw the tweet when he was saying he was. Then I saw the tweet that he said that he was joking.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Jeff, you said he looked like he was drunk. He looked sad on the other one. I'm like it was a bad idea, and now I got to go back to the well and change it. Like, no, it isn't, not what I meant.
Right. He was out till 2 a.m., you know, at a restaurant in New
That's
York.
It
was his 48th birthday, I guess.
It looked like he was on a beach when he did it.
Well, that might have been after the party. I'm just saying the party was the...
Wouldn't that be great to run into him at an all-inclusive?
Yes. Looked like he was walking along the beach in the middle of the day. Just
if we could break him off for like a couple hours.
I wonder what he would do.
And Stu, let's go have some drinks. Because I feel like he likes to talk.
Oh,
I would
love
to sit down... With him and ask him about Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah.
Give me the story.
Right.
Give me the story.
Off
what
the
happened.
Record at that.
Yeah.
Off the record.
I wonder if the beach was at his house. He lives in the Hamptons, which is beachfront.
It looked like a beach. So, yeah, I don't know. Possibly, I guess. So,
because he was in New York. I'm just saying, I wonder if it was, he lives out in the Hamptons with all the other very, very wealthy, rarefied air.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.